back from a weekend where I spent most of the weekend in downtown Seattle for a couple shows. Went to a show Friday night, and then Saturday night was this benefit for Seattle area musicians at the Moore Theater. And my wife, Taryn, was the MC for the whole thing, and it was a pretty cool deal. Last week, we talked to the drummer from the Posies, this guy named Mike Musburger. He was in the house band, and the house band consisted of just a killer piano player, guitar player, drummer, bassist, and some horns, and they were stellar. And then throughout the night, different lead singers would come up and lead through a thing called Songs of Hope. And so they were all kind of uplifting songs, Carry On, and they're all like cover tunes and stuff like that. I can see For Miles and just all kinds of, Maybe I'm Amazed and different things, and All You Need Is Love, and it was really cool. And so the night was capped off by Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews was there, and Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan, and he brought along Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was cool. Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam was there. But the coolest part, John, with Taryn hosting it, we went over to the Moore early, and she's got to run through some things, and so I just get a little wristband too to kind of follow her around and hold her coat and just be her assistant and take some pictures and honored to do it. And so she's going over some notes, and so I just decided to sit and watch the sound check. And one of our friends who kind of works with the Smash, and Smash is Seattle Musicians Access for Sustainable Healthcare. And because there's no 401k in rock and roll, and there's no healthcare and stuff like that, so they raise a lot of money for that. Anyways, this story is about Dave Matthews and how cool he is. I know a little bit of his music. He always seems like a pretty cool cat. Well, his rehearsal time is set for 4:15. He shows up about a half an hour early, walks in, just starts talking to people and hugging different people and what have you. And so you imagine there's a stage set up with all kinds of equipment for all kinds of rotating musicians at different levels and different mics and different everything, instruments. And he comes in and he's like, brings out his guitar and he starts kind of, and he's like, hey, who's behind the soundboard up there? David? David, hi, my name's Dave, too. How you doing, man? Hey, can you turn my guitar up a little bit? Can you do dials in his sound and everything. And then, the rest of the band kind of, because he does a solo song, and then he fills in with the rest of the band. And he couldn't have been more complimentary or more nice. He's like, telling the drummer, he looks back at Mike. He goes, hey, Mike, when we count this one off, if you go 1, 2, 3 and I don't come in on 4, just keep going on 4 until I come in or something, and then we'll all jump in. And then they rehearse it once, and he's like, when we hit that big high note in the middle and stuff, you guys sound so good. I'm just going to let you guys do that. He could not have been – I mean, this guy is like a global superstar, and he is hanging out with these people just that you wouldn't know, and really. And he could not have been nicer or more off-putting or self-deprecating or – putting people at ease. I was stunned. You know what I mean?
So when you see these people in person for the first time, one of the things that hits you, I got to ask you this: Is he tall? Is he your size? Is he short?
He's probably close to 6 feet or something.
All right, so he's almost your size.
And the reason I know that, I didn't get to stand next to him, but so Taryn is doing this thing, and so they do the sound check and all that kind of stuff, and Duff doesn't show up to the sound check, and neither does Chad. And then, and neither does Stone Gossard or stuff. But Dave Matthews was there the whole time. And he was joking around and just, he was so nice. I could not believe it. And then so the intermission, the show comes, and one of the highlights of the first half was Stone Gossard. And another thing he did was like, he made sure, do not mention my name first. He wanted to bring out and play with this artist named Brittany Davis. And he goes, don't mention Pearl Jam. Don't mention if you mention my name at all, it's secondary to her, and I don't want any kind of shine on this at all. And the woman that he helped out is this woman probably in her 30s. She's blind and plays this keyboard thing, and he helped her out there and set her all up, and he couldn't have been cooler either. It was unbelievable. And so anyway, there comes an intermission, and they're going to do these live, because it's being live streamed, and they're like, do you want to, and they asked Taryn, can you do a couple of these interviews, you know, about, you know, for the live stream? And Taryn's thinking, okay, sure, I'm going to interview this guy or that guy, you know, a couple of the executives or something. The first guy they bring over is Dave Matthews. And she's like, bam, there's a camera in her face, and there's live streaming questions to her and stuff. And so she's reading these questions off this tablet, and Dave Matthews was as nice and as patient and as cool as could be. And then so I can tell Taryn is, I mean, I know her. I've been with her for 10 years. I can see her face, and I can tell she is, like, buzzing. And so in the wings, she has always had a crush on Duff McKagan. And so it's like a hall pass thing, you know. Yeah. If I ever got a chance, it would be Duff McKagan. Well, as she's talking to another, interviewing somebody else, I see Duff McKagan show up, and he is dressed to the nines, dude. He is wearing a black suit. He looks like he's going to the Oscars or something. And I'm like, she is going to hit the floor. And so I don't think she can see him. And then he comes over, and you can tell she just got flushed. And then his supermodel wife, Susan, is with him and stuff. So I felt better. Like they're not going to disappear into one of the rooms at the bottom of the Moore Theater or something. And the thing is, it's funny because we joke around about who's your hall pass kind of thing, that guy, you know, the old conversation. But it's not fair because hers can actually happen.
Yeah, it's here.
I mean, it's here. Yeah, yeah. She's met him a couple times. Yeah. And so anyways, the one person I ended up meeting was Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. So she's doing this intermission thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to stand here and watch her and make her nervous or something. So I go to walk outside, out the back door. And this black town car kind of Uber, you know, SUV shows up. And he gets out. And I'm like, damn, that is Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or that is Will Ferrell, one of the two.
Does he look that in person? Does he look that close to Will Ferrell?
He does, pretty much. He does. And so he gets out, and I'm like, hey, Chad. And he looks over, hey. And then so he kind of walks inside, and then by then Duff McKagan was done, and he starts talking to them. And I walk by, and he's like, yeah, I missed my plane. Sorry about that. I would have been here for a rehearsal and whatever. I'm over at the Fairmont if you want to come over later and stuff. And I'm like, all right, so that's where the party's at tonight. The party's at the Fairmont. But it was just such an interesting night. And then Dave Matthews closing that thing down. The Dave Matthews fans are rabid, and they were packing that place. And it was just – it was a really neat experience. They raised a ton of money, and they're talking about doing it again bigger and better next year. And that Mike Musburger that we play – he was the backbone of the whole thing the whole night, the house band playing the drums. It was killer. It was really cool.
Was there an all-star jam?
At the end, they did All You Need Is Love.
Okay, so tell me this. As a guy who I don't know anything about playing instruments or anything like this stuff, but you see these all-star jams at these things, you know, whether it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever it might be, and I always wonder, well, do they rehearse this, or how much rehearsal? So when they're playing All You Need Is Love, I mean, everybody knows the song.
Yeah.
But was there a rehearsal beforehand? Was there a conversation like, you're going to do this?
Yeah,
you
do the first verse, you do the second verse. I think it was pretty much ad-libbed.
So they get up there and they just look at each other?
I think they kind of had it set up where, like, okay, these two singers are going to do the first verse. These two singers are going to... But then there's, you know, kind of parts, she loves you, yeah, you know, where you're at the end of it and stuff. And it was the end song was a little of a mess, but the rest of the night, you know, was spot on.
So you think most of these, like, all-star jams that we see, most of it is not scripted out, like, you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to do this, or rehearsed. It's just like, it just sort of has to happen on the fly.
I think it was more like, hey, you take the first verse, I'll take the second verse, you know.
And then whatever happens.
And the house band is knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
But when there's 15 people singing on stage or something, you're kind of like, whoever, you take this verse, you know, they're all looking. But Dave Matthews, to his credit, stayed all the way to the end, could not have been... I'd never seen a guy just be so down to earth and so cool. I mean, he was the hugest star of the night, and he couldn't have been the nicest. He was the nicest guy in the room.
That's cool.